Welcome to Our Sleeve Life podcast, hosted by Kelly and Mel, two lifelong friends who took control of their lives by having gastric sleeve surgery 5 years apart. This podcast is for you, our listeners, whether you're pre-op, post-op, maintaining, being a support person, or maybe none of these, but this is your podcast. Now it's time for the show.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back.
This is our September check-in. So I'm excited that we actually ended up doing it very late in the month because this month has been pretty crazy.
It has been the worst month.
It's been a fucking weird-ass month. Like, it's like a lot of things happen that normally would take months to happen.
Right? It was weird. Yeah. It was a weird, weird month.
Well, you start with your weird.
Oh my God. It has been like nonstop flares for me.
Yeah.
And this month has been very difficult, purely because I have not been able to do yoga like at all.
I was going to ask, this month. Last time?
I did one session while I was in Missouri.
Okay.
And we were just so go, go, go that it wasn't like, it just wasn't working for me to do it. And I don't know why, because I make it happen at 3 o'clock in the morning here.
Yeah.
That but is, like, what time mentally,
what time would you get up there normally?
About the same.
You'd still get up early?
Yeah.
Kelly Lynn.
I know. I don't know. What the hell? I don't know if it was because I was on vacation and I was in that mindset of like, I don't have to do anything. So here's my thing.
Okay.
I just have to go on this for a second. The last time that I was on a full like workout regimen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on Weight Watchers. Now, this is pre-weight loss surgery.
We're going back.
We're going back.
Okay.
I had lost, I think, like, 30 pounds on Weight Watchers. Mm-hmm. And I was working out, like, 4 days a week.
Okay.
And then I went to Missouri.
Okay.
And it all fell apart from there. So, I am determined that it was not going to be like that. And then I go into a two-week flare.
Well, because you didn't do the things you're supposed to do.
Maybe.
You didn't do yoga.
No.
And I have to give her tough love right now because I know all the things.
I knew it was going to happen.
She didn't drink all of her water.
Nope.
She didn't do the core challenge.
Nope.
And she wasn't getting all her protein in.
Nope.
So that's just a list of disasters right there.
List of disasters.
Yep.
And so, then I mean, you add in the fact. No, I can't.
You can't expect to be feeling great if you're not doing the things you're supposed to do.
Well, and I had a sinus infection that I did not deal with.
You did not treat.
And so I came back and we went immediately. We flew in. We got home at 10 o'clock Saturday.
Late.
And then we were up and me and Melanie had to decorate a wedding the next day.
Not just decorate.
We had to coordinate. So we were there until 6.
And I only say that way because I was under the impression we were decorating.
I very clearly remember saying.
You said all day.
Coordinating.
I don't remember the coordinating. I remember you saying all day, and I was assuming like 10 to 2, 10 to 4. Mm. Like even 10 to 4, I was like, that'd be fine, because I thought it was an afternoon wedding.
Mm.
And then when you said it didn't start till 4:30, I was like, holy
You're like,
shit.
I will fucking kill you.
This is nuts. I was like, all right, here we go. We're doing it. And then we did it, and it was a lot of fucking fun.
We had a great
that
time.
That wedding was beautiful.
It was great, and everybody was so nice, and the bride and groom were amazing, and it ended up being a great day.
Like, that was nothing went wrong, guys. Like,
yeah, it was crazy.
There was no hiccups the whole time.
No.
And I don't know if it's because we didn't, coordinate and everything, but
it's all
we can give us a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, like, we made sure everybody was on time no matter what they were doing. We kept checking on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We got all the decorations done, like, so early.
It was early. We were, like, taking breaks and, like, sitting down for a few minutes. We had our protein all day. She did force feed me protein all day.
I did, because
it was pretty funny.
Realized she didn't she said that I didn't do all the good things. And I was like, okay. She's like, I didn't get enough protein in. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew we were going to be there for at least a few hours. I brought both of us 2 protein shakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I brought 4 water bottles. Because I was like, they'll probably have water there. But this is like just in case water.
Mm-hmm.
And because we always have our...
Yeah, we always have our water
tumbler
bottles
with us. It's filled. So it's like, this is enough water for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And you drank it all. You did your thing.
I did. It's like, as soon as I got back, I was back in the mindset.
Yeah.
Of like, okay, this is what we do here.
Right. Interesting.
But then the flare happened.
Yeah, because you didn't do all the things.
I know. And it's my fucking fault. And I get it. I needed the tough love. She's not being mean to me, you guys. Like, I told her when I came back, I was like, I need some tough love.
She did say that. She 100%. She even told me to tell her to do, like, oh, how she does for me with the, like, make sure you stay on routine, drink, get your water.
Yep.
You tell me to do my yoga and do the challenge.
Yes.
So.
And that challenge.
Sucks.
It sucks.
It's hard.
Well, no, and it's like not even, like, hard. If I had been able, like, if I had stuck with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I fell off so hard that I was just like, where do I go from here? And I know a lot of people feel like me.
Oh, totally. Because I posted, hey, I missed a day, so I did it together. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just because you missed it doesn't mean you have to quit.
Yes.
And then Patty was like, I needed that. So what up, Patty?
Yeah, what up?
And that's the deal. Like, you got to remind yourself, just because you missed a day doesn't mean you can't just do that day.
I know. I don't know why, but my brain, like, as soon as I miss a day, I feel like throwing my hands up. I'm a failure.
Yeah.
And that's not accurate.
No.
I'm not a failure.
You're not at all.
But this month was very, very difficult for me. Like,
I would say it's harder than most. It's really hard for me even to do the core challenge. Like, yeah. It's hard finding fucking time for it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've done a lot of double days, which is why it sucks, because it hurts.
It does hurt.
So.
And I was really looking forward to this challenge.
I know you were.
And so the fact that I've fallen off, I think that's another reason why I'm kind of.
Yeah, because you were all in.
I was all in. Like, I was doing it.
Yeah.
And up until.
Because what day did you leave? Was it the
we launched?
Well, what day did we launch? The 14th?
Mm-hmm.
So you left the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you left Missouri on the 15th, and that's
when it fell apart. Like, and I was even making up days. Like, if I had skipped a day, I would go back in and make it up.
Yeah.
So, like, I was full on, done, like, mm-hmm, good.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was just bad behaviors crept in from Missouri. Yeah. Because they did.
Well, the thing is that you're familiar over there. Your comfortability is, mm-hmm, over there. Like, you love being there.
I do love
and
being
so
there.
So you're, like, you're feeling all these good things. And so, like, you're kind of like, oh, I don't need to. I feel good. I feel good.
Which is different because last time I was over there, I mean, I was only 6 months post-op.
Yeah. It's more forced.
It's, yes. Versus, yeah, this time I have a little bit more wiggle room.
You have a lot more wiggle room.
And, yeah, we have to talk about the fact that I had ice cream.
Yeah.
And we are completely open and honest on this podcast.
Yes.
We tell you guys everything, and we are not perfect.
Nope.
We are nowhere near perfect. We make mistakes. We do not, like, we can give advice all day long, but sometimes it's hard for you to take your own advice.
Oh, totally. Because we're human.
We are human.
Human.
That's what we call each other to my dogs. It's Hooman.
Hooman?
It's a Hooman.
Like Hooman.
H-O-O-M-A-N. Hooman.
H-O-O.
Hooman.
I love it.
We're in a weird mood today. So I did have ice cream.
Yeah.
Multiple times. And it was not anywhere near the Yazzo ice cream that we have here.
Right. But are you being too hard on yourself, too? Like, I need to know, like, did you just have ice cream twice? It's like,
no, I probably
had it. You were
there
for 9 days.
I probably had it 3 times.
Okay. But what else did you eat that day? You know, that's the thing you have to start looking at. Like,
chicken?
Was that, like, your only bad thing?
Yeah.
Then it's fine.
I know. I feel like I should be upholding a, like, because we talk on the podcast.
We have responsibility.
We preach to, yeah, you guys, like, how important protein and all these good behaviors are.
But we're not perfect. We can't.
I know. It's just, I feel like I fell apart.
I understand.
When, well, I went.
Because you let the ice cream in, you didn't do your yoga in the morning, you didn't do the core challenge in the morning. So you literally just stopped doing.
I stopped doing what I was supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And that's what gets me into trouble.
Yeah. Is that, all of us.
And we talk about it. It's a slippery slope, folks.
Yeah. And this is why I preach it all the time, because I've done it.
Yes. And we don't want to. We want to make sure that we are doing the best that we possibly can.
Yeah.
Now, hiccups will happen. Mistakes will happen. It does not make us a failure.
No.
We just have to own the mistakes, which I am doing.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting for this episode.
I know.
I've been waiting.
I know.
So that I could talk about it with Mel, get the tough love, and start fresh in October. And that's my plan.
Got to restart, because that's what we're doing. October 1st is going to be like no breads, no sugars, no alcohol.
You are a brave. I mean,
I was allowed. I can have whatever we try on reviews.
Okay. I was just wondering that.
I go, hold on. Because they were trying to get me to do the carnivore diet, which I was like down for.
Which you done?
Well, I'm not for 30 days. I've never done it for 30 days.
Oh, really?
I've only done it for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. I asked Eric, I'm like, are you going to do that? And he's like, no, because like, he's like, I feel like that's what your brother's deal is. For me, it's just no bread, no sugars and no alcohol. Okay. And I was like, oh, okay. So you're like picking. And I was like, then why are you guys being such jerks about the weed? Like, come on.
Yeah, because they're telling her that she can't smoke weed for 30 days.
If you're doing Sober October, that's what you're doing. But we're kind of making it our own. And
I feel like you pick and choose what you feel is within your grasp.
Yeah.
Our most recent episode that dropped was making the rules of weight loss surgery work for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I feel like you can make that. Any challenge or anything that you agree to do, you make it your own.
Yeah.
So, I saw on Instagram the other day somebody's doing only water October.
Oh, nice.
And so she was saying no juice, no, like, things like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, but what about coffee? Like, so many people drink coffee in the morning.
Well, coffee and tea.
Yeah. And but that's what other people—
water-based, though. So.
Yes. So she came back and she was like, okay— people were confused.
Yeah.
This is what we're doing. And it's water, tea, coffee, and then those little, like, squirt
the flavorings. Yeah.
Those are fine.
Okay. What about milk or crystal protein?
So no milk, no nothing.
So no protein shakes then.
Yeah. And so I don't—
it's going to be hard.
That's really hard.
It is really hard.
Because then you're basically going to carnivore diet.
Basically, yeah.
So I don't know about that. I didn't even think about the protein shakes.
Mm-hmm.
But—
well, because, like— October has been kind of nationalized as, like, some sort of sobriety or whatever.
Has it?
Yeah, because Joe Rogan and their friends have been doing it for 5 years, and now, like, a lot of the football guys are doing it. And so, like,
Sober October.
Yeah, because it actually helps people become sober, so.
Well, and it kind of makes people realize, like, okay, how much do I drink?
Yeah, and how much are you, like, attached to something, so.
No, I get it. I really understand, and I am fully well behind you. You want to do what you want to do. I just think that you should make it your own. Like,
yeah.
What's your biggest problem? Carbs and sugar.
100%.
So that's what you should focus on instead of saying, okay, we're not going to drink alcohol. We're not going to have bread. We're not going to have sugar. I'm not going to smoke weed.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of stuff. And don't you think that you're going to be more successful taking two things out?
Right, then trying to do all the things.
All the things.
Because I like the whole bread and sugar thing, because it'll go back to what my bariatric diet is.
Exactly.
And the fact that all of us, like me, Eric, well, for me, it's me and Eric, because like, I've never had him 100% on board.
Mm.
Like, he'll eat all like healthy foods, but he'll still randomly get his stuff.
Yes.
So it's like, and I'm totally fine with that. That's his choice. So, and I'm so far post-op, it's like, yeah, dude, you can have your shit.
Well, yeah.
It's not a thing. And it's
with it.
And a lot of stuff he likes, I don't like frozen pizzas and burritos and things.
He
gets like
the shitty pizzas, guys.
Like he loves those.
Pizza.
Loves them.
No. So. If you're going to have pizza, you might as well have pizza.
I mean, he does the LeBaron's. Is those a thing?
Oh, yeah. Those aren't bad.
But yeah. So he'll do those.
I mean,
now.
I haven't obviously had one in years. But.
Right. But like those are the things. So I'm like, oh, it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this would be nice to have like the whole family be on board.
That would be wonderful.
I've never had that.
I just feel like you're going to be so much more successful if you pick what you feel right? like you can be most successful at.
Exactly. So I'm thinking it's just going to be the carbs and the sugars
and
alcohol.
Alcohol is easy.
Well, yeah, because I only drink if Eric's drinking. Not like only if he's drinking, but like I'm
you guys
only,
have drinks together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like the only time is really with him too. So if, say like he doesn't drink that weekend, I don't drink that weekend.
So that's easy.
So it's super easy. Because now I'm like, well, and that's why Eric was like, I kind of want to do something that's more challenging because he's like, I only drink once in a while now, guys.
Yeah.
Like, it's like once every other week.
Yeah.
It's not a thing.
Or when you're hanging out with people.
Yeah. Because
like,
they're like, well, how about you just don't drink till October? And it's like, that's super fucking easy. That's just Xing two times out, you know?
It's true. So
he's
that's
like,
true.
He's like, my biggest problem is, like, Eric loves soda. That's a fucking problem.
So he's giving up the soda.
So all sugar and bread.
I think that's a great challenge.
Because he's like, because I was like, oh, you're not going to do the carnivore. And he goes, no, I don't think that's what I agreed to. And I was like, he's like, I still want a salad. Like, I love salad. So why would I cut out veggies that I like? That doesn't make sense to me.
Well, and vegetables are good for you.
Well, it's in zero. It doesn't count towards any of your, like, my macros and micros and all that anyway. So it's like, you have all the fucking veggies you want to do.
Why cut out something that you're like, it's good for me.
And I like it.
Yeah. And it's a healthier option.
Yep.
So I like it.
So he's like, I'm going to do that. I'm like, I'm excited.
That's a really exciting. So that's good.
Yeah.
That happened in September.
Seriously. Gotta win.
We both went on trips.
Yeah.
So mine was kind of...
Yours was,
it was a great time. Yeah, we were there for
9 days, right?
Yeah, 9 days. Yeah. And it was crazy busy. I had a couple really cool non-scale victories.
Tell us all the cool non-scale victories.
So I had a couple. So we went to our friends that live in Missouri, Sarah and David.
What up, Sarah and David?
We love you guys.
Yeah.
And our Munchy Munch, our little niece that's there.
She's so cute.
She is cute. So I have to tell you, Marco Polo.
Yeah.
So we use Marco Polo on a daily basis.
Love Marco Polo.
That's how we communicate during the day.
Yeah. Sponsor us, Marco Polo.
Yes, please.
Marco Polo. Because we use you daily.
Hashtag Marco Polo.
All day long. And guess what? I got like my brother, his wife, my kid uses it now. I got you to use it and Marcus to use it. And then you got Sarah and David.
And Cody.
And Cody?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying.
Yeah. Sponsor us.
We're good at getting people to use Marco Polo.
Yes. Well, and I actually download it for her.
Oh, did you
and
really?
And then she got David to download it. And then David got Cody.
It's just so nice to be able to see people's face.
Well, and you can, like, I like that you can just... I hate texting.
Well, I can get so much more out.
Exactly.
And then I also want it to be where you can see my reaction so you know exactly what the emotion is.
Yes.
Because that's hard to text.
It is.
And it takes a long time to write.
Oh, they're pissed and they're not pissed at all.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And you can, if you're like me, I like to ramble about anything and everything and go over lists.
She does 50 million times. She does. And they have a fast forward function.
This bitch fast forwards me. Can you believe that?
She totally fast forwards me.
I will ask a question right in the middle of me talking.
I get it most of the time.
And then if she doesn't answer, I'll be like, did you fast forward me? She's all, I'm going to be honest. I totally did.
You have long pauses.
I do have long pauses. And Sarah actually told me that today.
Yeah.
She's like, there's sometimes you just look out into the, like, the random and you just don't talk for a little bit.
I don't have time for that shit. I didn't know what the fuck you mean. And what's going on?
Yeah, I could talk for like 5 minutes straight.
Not even joking.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Because I do this.
Yeah, guys. It's great.
It's pretty funny.
And then I feel bad when you're like, when you do that, I'm like, oh, I didn't hear that answer.
Yep.
Whoopsies.
I catch her in
that question, not answer. I didn't hear that question.
Yeah. I catch her in it quite often.
That's good.
Yeah. Like today.
Anyways, did I do it to you today?
You did.
Oh, fuck.
I was like, you motherfucker. I know that you fast forwarded me.
Oh. I love it.
So speaking, I think I went completely off topic, but
it's okay.
Marco Polo tangent.
Yeah.
You know,
we love
it's the greatest thing ever. So download it, you guys. So they have now, Munch has started Marcoing me over the corner of Sarah's shoulder.
Oh, that's adorable.
So, like, her little head will be over the shoulder of Sarah. Like today, they Marcoed me just to say, you got to be very quiet. We're hunting rabbits.
Oh.
I was like, what are you guys doing? So it was just cute. Like,
that's
it's
so
cute to
fun.
Be able to see her.
Yeah, and I feel like you can actually build a real connection with
well,
people.
Well, you don't have to stop your life. Not that you won't, but you don't have to, like, schedule FaceTimes or you don't have to schedule times to talk because they're 2 hours ahead of time.
Well, and I forget to tell people shit.
Yeah.
Like, by, like, day two or three, I forgot that even happened. I'm on to the next thing.
Exactly.
And this, I can be like, oh, I need to tell Kelly this. Blah, 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 blah. Boom, gone.
Exactly. And if she doesn't check it right away, then I'll text her and I'll be like, check your freaking Marco.
If it's important.
Yes.
If it's like, boom, we need to talk.
Well, and it's something that I don't want to sit there and text out. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
So we went over there to visit our friends, and we got there and we had a blast. We went, they are buying a property.
Oh.
So it's like an hour and a half away, and it's like RV, like fifth wheels.
Yes.
But you each have your own site. And so it's like a campsite.
Oh.
And so they are actually building like a tiny home.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It's very amazing. Like you go and it's just like trees everywhere, and you can go and go four wheeling, and they have a lake, and you can go fishing. So
that's really cool.
Yeah. It was amazing. And I got to go fishing for the first time.
Nice.
And that was so fun. We did not catch anything. We went in the middle of the afternoon. I think it was more of like the experience of going.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we went fishing. So that was a great, like, first time, never done it type of thing. And then I went on a side by side with Sarah driving. I will not go with David because he is crazy ass fucking driver.
Are those the ones that look like the dune buggies?
Yes.
Okay.
So we did that, and we went, I was like a group, and we went up into the forest, and we were like going through like big water puddles, and it was so much fun.
So much fun.
And I got to drive the side by side.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it was so much fun. I loved it.
Good job.
What else did we do? I went on rides for the very first time.
When you told me that, I was like, what the fuck? Like, you don't do that.
Okay. And not only was this, I know we're bouncing around a little bit, you guys, but
that's fine.
So it's called Silver Dollar City.
Okay.
And it's all old-timey stuff.
Yeah.
And you go in and they have rides and they're all themed like old-time.
That's adorable.
It's the cutest thing. So if you guys are in Missouri or close to Missouri, go and check out Silver Dollar City. It's so much fun. So it's kind of like a little piece, a little taste of like Disneyland or something.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we go in, and I had no intention of riding rides. None.
Yeah, you never do.
I do not like rides. I do not like rush.
I don't think I've ever seen you on a ride. And we've gone to the fair several times.
Nope, I don't ride rides. I especially don't ride rides that move. So.
Well, I think they all move.
Well, but.
What are we talking about here?
So, like, they don't travel from place to place. So, like, fairs.
Okay. So the traveling.
Yeah. The traveling, like, breaking up. Or breaking down,
when they break
setting
down.
Up.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there's something, like, sketchy.
Yeah, no, I get that.
It's totally sketchy.
It's easier to maintenance when you're...
It's on one location.
Yeah.
So we went on this little baby kid roller coaster ride.
Yep, okay. Right? That's where you start.
That's where I started. Yeah. Good. And so we go in, and I was freaking out. Like, I was so scared. And the lady's like, there's just like three drops. One's like 4 feet, one's like 6 feet. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to die. So I'm sitting in this little cart. And it's fun because with COVID and everything, they were only allowing like people that were in the same party to go on one ride at a time.
That's so nice.
Which it was really nice. So we had the whole cart to ourselves.
Wow. Right?
So we get in and we went and did it.
Right.
And I was screaming bloody murder the entire fucking time. Like, screaming.
Oh my God.
So, but then we were done. I was like, oh, that was actually kind of fun.
I do that all the time. I'm a screamer when it comes to rides.
Yeah, you might want to.
That was too much long of a pause there. Anyways.
Are you, Melanie? Tell me.
Yeah, because I've had a little.
How much of a screamer you are?
I had a little girl once make fun of me because of how much I screamed on the ride. It was the octopus.
Okay, I want you to repeat back. I'm a screamer.
Nope, not doing it. Can't make me do it. I've already said it once.
I love it. I got made fun of on another ride because I was screaming.
Okay, so because I've had it happen multiple times.
So if you guys want,
we need the GoPro for that shit.
I took a video of me screaming.
We'll prepare to drop that tomorrow when this drops.
Yes, because it was really funny, and the people were making fun of me.
Oh my goodness!
It was.
Is that
hysterical.
The one where you're in the...
The balloon, the hot air balloon.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And so I did that one, which the guy was making fun of me, the ride person, because the attendant, because he thought it was hysterical how much I was screaming. But it looked like we were going to hit the building. And so it kept freaking me out every time I'd look up, and Cody's like, just let go, put your hands in the air. And I'm like, no, I can't do it. So that was a lot of fun. And then we went on a... It's like a water slide.
Okay.
So you go around in this, like, not so, we called it the not so lazy river. So you're in, like, this big raft, and it's, like, bouncing you all over the place.
Oh, my God.
And, like, twisting and turning you, right? So then you go to the back.
How are you sitting in this thing?
So
can I get an idea?
So you're, it's like a raft, like a round raft.
Right.
And it has, like, 8 seats in it. Around. And then you buckle in.
Okay, you're buckled in.
You're buckled in. Okay. Yes.
So, I was like, are we just holding on for dear life here?
Or no, I would not do that.
Okay.
No, that's a little too.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then it goes around the back. So this whole ride's like probably 9-10 minutes. Okay. And
that's long.
It is pretty long. And I was excited about it because some of the rides were like a minute
like a
and then you were done. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're around the back of it and it puts you up on this like elevator type thing.
Okay.
And the bar goes over the top of you and it secures you in. And then you go to the top.
And how far?
80 feet.
Holy shit.
In the air.
Oh my God.
And for my third ride ever in the history of rides.
That's your third one. You went 80 feet high.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
So we get to the top and it pushes you over the edge. And you spiral down.
Oh, my God.
And then you go on a free fall straight down into water.
Holy shit.
So it's kind of like a log ride or like Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
Which I've never been on Splash Mountain, but I've seen pictures.
Ditto. Yeah.
So it was very fucking scary. I was screaming my head off the entire time.
I would have been too.
It was so much fun. And like, if I had never just said, okay, let's go do this.
Mm-hmm.
I would have never experienced it and known how much I love rides.
Right. Yeah. I'm so happy that you just like kind of broke out of your shell and was like, I'm going to just do this.
Me too. It was so much fun. Like, and I was like, I wanted to go on it again, but it was a 2-hour wait.
Oh, nope.
And I was like, nope. Once was enough.
You got the experience.
I got the experience.
Yeah.
And we're going to Disneyland and Universal.
Oh, yeah.
In November for Thanksgiving week. So stoked. And so I'm going to ride all the rides. I'm like, I want to ride everything.
Why not? You're only there once. Like, I know you don't know when you're going to need to go back.
Exactly. So, I want to go. I want to ride all of it.
And plus, I know me, like, if I go to Orlando, Florida to do that, I'm not going to want to do that the next year again. Like, I want to do something different.
Exactly.
So it's like, I don't know. Let's do all of the things.
Let's do all the things. Yep. And that's kind of, like, been, like, my whole time in Missouri. I was like, we only live once.
I did
Let's
see.
Let's do this.
What I saw was a lot of me and you when you were gone. Because I was like, she's doing all the things.
Because
that's what happened to me, too. Like, I go to all the shows now. Like, I didn't do that shit before.
Yes.
I'm so more comfortable. Like, I'll go on rides now. Like, I'll do them. I'm scared shitless, but I'll go on all
but
the things.
But you'll do it.
Yeah, it's like, I need to experience life.
We need to push ourselves.
Yes. We need to stop thinking it's going to be so hard because sometimes it's just not hard.
Well, I think it's like when I think we're like predispositioned.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
It's a good one.
To worry constantly.
Yes.
And so especially when you are overweight.
Yeah.
You constantly overthink everything.
100%.
Can I do this? Can I do this? And can I fit on this? Like, there's all these different things that are constantly worrying in your head.
Absolutely.
And so, for me, especially this trip, I let go.
Yeah, you did.
And I was like, I don't care if I'm scared to drive the side-by-side.
Just do it.
Like, just do it. If I don't like it, I don't have to drive it anymore.
Yeah, I think that was the thing. I was like, oh, I get to make my own choices. Like, if I do something I don't like, I don't have to keep doing it.
No, your life isn't dictated by your weight anymore.
Yeah, like, I can try all the things and just be like, okay, well, I like that one. I don't like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And just move on. Like,
yes.
Before, I wouldn't do any of them because I'd be too scared of, like, being too big to do the things.
Or just like getting in those in seats. General. Like, yeah.
It's a lot of, I like the scrambler and like those kind of rides. But like, it was also the embarrassing moment of like you trying to get into those rides.
Well, yeah. And what if you didn't fit and then you had to walk off?
Yeah. Like, me just trying to get myself up on some of those. Mm. Like, that wasn't fun. Now it's like a breeze.
Oh, yeah. You just hop on.
Yeah. Cause I remember the first time we went to Oaks Park after I was small. Like, it was nice to be able to like just get into any ride and not have any questions about it. And like, and even Eric was like, you're in everything. Just like, Like, you're like happy as hell. And I'm like, yeah, like I can do all these things. Like,
yeah, it's a bright new shiny world.
Yeah, because there's like this there. Little car ride that you like go really fast in a circle in, and it kind of goes up and down and has like rock and roll music or whatever.
Oh.
And like you have to sit with someone. And normally I'm like pinned. And like this time, like there's so much room that me and Eric are just like swaying like crazy back and forth. And I was just
that's
like
so fun.
I was like, I'm glad that I just
we
did
need to
this.
Go to Oaks Park.
Yeah. I just need to go to I really want to go to a water park, but I know that's not a thing right now.
It's not going
to
happen right now, but it will in the future. So, it will get better.
Yeah, that's my jam is water parks.
Hopefully after COVID, we are going to go do some water parks.
I want to do the Idaho one that you guys were talking about.
There's a really fun water park in Idaho. We go and visit family of Cody's in Boise. We try to go every year. It's been a few years. Well, we went last year. And then obviously COVID.
Yeah. So yeah, it's only been 1 year miss, but
yeah, like it's so fun.
When you guys go next year, let us know what time you guys are going. Maybe we can hook up and do it together.
I want to go because I didn't go on any rides when I was there last time.
Mm. I just have to be in New Hampshire in July.
Oh yeah, for
with Miss Shelby and Tyler getting married.
Shelby. Yeah. I was trying to remember Shelby's name. I wanted to call her something else. That was Missouri. We had a great time. I'm so glad we went. I learned some things while I was there.
What'd you learn?
That I need to be, that just because I'm in another state does not mean that I give up my life.
Your routine.
Here, my routine.
Well, here's the thing. Your body doesn't know it's on vacation.
It doesn't. That is so insightful. Oh, my God. I love that.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter. So wherever you're at, you're supposed to just eat what you're supposed to eat.
Yes. So. It's okay if you treat yourself. And here's the thing. Like, we even talked to my surgeon about this.
Yeah, we did. 100%.
Because she gets how good custard is. Those of you that are in the East Coast.
What is the place called Midwest? That you love? Arties?
Andes.
They
custard is delicious. It is. The best tasting ice cream
I realized
ever in this
I never
place
had
there.
It.
I hadn't until I went over there.
Yeah, okay.
So it's just not a thing here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's delicious. And so I think if I allow myself one while I'm there.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering, like, because I feel like if you had the one, then maybe you're just being too hard on yourself.
No, I had probably three.
Three, so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and it was like every night for like 3 days in a row. So it wasn't like I had one and then waited sporadic. A couple days. It was like, okay, I've had it. So now I want it all day.
Oh.
So
interesting.
I know that.
That is a trigger for
it
you.
It is a very big trigger for me.
I didn't realize like that was a thing for you.
I have a lot of triggers that I'm just now starting to realize about myself.
Oh, they're going to keep coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're so random sometimes. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, didn't know that was a problem.
Yep.
Gotta nip that
and
in the butt.
And I do now. Yeah. Well, it's like the one bars. The fucking one bars. Why do you have to be
those.
So goddamn delicious one bars? But I can't bring them into the house. Like,
no.
I will eat them all day, every day. And yes, I am getting my protein in, but I am also getting a lot of carbs, a lot of sugar that is, well, it's only 1 gram of sugar.
Yeah.
That's the name.
Well,
one.
I think the deal is that your body also needs other types of nutrients. So
exactly.
It's not good for you to just eat one bars all day long.
Well, and it's not good for me to eat jerky all day long. But I get stuck in these like ruts. But then I see all this amazing food that people are making on Instagram. And I'm like, I want to be like that.
But you have to make the food for that to happen, Kelly.
I know. I just don't want to make it.
Why? What's that about? Because, like, I know me, and I used to not cook all the time or bake.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've prepared, that I actually prepare all my meals, like, it's kind of fun.
It is fun. I just feel like I've just lost my way this month.
Okay. Because that's where I get a lot of my, like, alone time.
Is when you're cooking?
Is when I'm cooking. And then I can, like, I get all my good, like, questions and my ideas because it's just me. And I can just be in it. And I know all the things I have to do to make this awesome meal. And
true.
You know? And then you feel super, like
accomplished
because you just made everybody dinner. And you stood the whole time. You're moving the whole time.
Okay, so here, I've got a proposition for you.
Okay. What are we doing?
Starting October 1st, you were starting your no sugar, no carbs.
Yes.
What if I start cooking my meals?
Okay. I think that's a great idea.
So, no eating out. I will cook all my own meals. That means I need to meal prep.
Yep. And you can still have your protein shakes and like do all those things. It's just like your dinner, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So.
So no eating out for me, cooking meals at home.
There you go.
And you're going to do
no carbs.
No sugar, no carbs.
No alcohol.
No alcohol.
Yep. All right, cool beans.
We sealed it here. You saw it here first.
That's right.
Because I keep seeing, like, all these amazing people, like, meal prep, and, like, they're so on top of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to do that.
Well, then you're going to have to do it.
I need to make a plan.
So.
And I need to have a plan done every weekend of, okay, what food are we making?
Okay.
What do I need to prep? I need for October to be my month. Of planning.
It's like redo. It's like a redo of September.
Yes. I need a redo of September.
Yeah.
And I don't have any vacations coming up in October. Mm-mm. We have the Halloween party, but that's easy. That's cake. We can deal with that.
What, my Halloween
party?
Food.
Yeah, Halloween party. Yeah.
Well, that's the last day.
It is.
So that's what's awesome.
So we'll be totally good with that. I'm excited, like, after talking about, like, because I'm embarrassed. I am embarrassed.
Oh,
I will
be
honest.
Well,
I'm embarrassed that I fell off so badly.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just a day. It wasn't just 2 days. Like, and part of it, yes, I am in a giant flare. Like, I have really not left my bedroom at all since I got home.
Basically.
Really.
It's like, yeah, on and off.
Yeah, because we had to cancel last week's live because I couldn't get out of bed.
No.
So I think it's embarrassing for me to be kind of being so far off track, which I'm so used to being on track.
Yeah.
So I think October is going to be my month.
I think so too.
Of getting things back in control.
Back in order.
Yes. Because I don't need to be. And the funny thing is, I don't eat like that when I'm here. So,
no. Because
but I just gave myself a pass because I was on vacation.
Yep. And that's the deal is like, we're in your face all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the deal is like, you want to be good for them. But like, I fuck up too. It's not a.
Well, yeah.
I mean, like when I went to San Francisco, like, I did pretty fucking well.
You did.
I brought all of my protein shakes with me. Because we decided what we were going to do was because we drove down there.
Yes.
So we're like, we can pack stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which I think is brilliant.
Because we're like, we don't need to stop everywhere. We just need to stop to go pee.
get back in the car.
Yeah, we want to like be in and out. Like
yes.
We're not trying to mess around. And we're like, well, it only takes like 9 hours to get there. We can just put some. We had like cheese and we had pepperonis and then we had all the protein shakes. And
awesome.
And then the guys got to have.
Did you hear that?
I did
that
hear
my
that.
Throat.
The guys got to bring. They got to bring one bag of chips.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
Oh.
And that's what we had all the way there. So
that's
not
awesome.
not a problem.
Yeah.
And then what the deal was is after that night. So the night we stayed because remember that's the night I had the ice cream.
Yes.
So before the ice cream was. I did have a chicken salad. Delicious.
It's fine. It's chicken salad.
I know. But what I had was the garlic bread that came with it. Two slices of garlic bread, to be exact.
Okay.
And then
two slices?
Well, because they were just
like the bruschetta?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was holy crap, Melanie.
They were fucking delicious.
Okay.
I didn't have them, like, together. Like, I spaced this all out within, like, because we got back to the hotel about, I would say, 6:30.
Okay.
We were just beat. We're like, we did a bunch of stuff in San Francisco, driving around, walking around.
Mm.
And we realized, like, we are not trying to prove anything. We just want to do what we want to do. We're not trying to party, be crazy. Like, we have our child with us.
Exactly.
Like, we just want to be family.
It was your very first, like, family vacation, right?
Basically.
So that's a big deal.
Because we do a lot of day trips or just, like, an overnight somewhere, but not, like, out of the state. We've never been out of state with him before. So that was the first time Dylan got to go to California.
Yeah, I love it.
And I realized that's the first time I know. This doesn't count, but Redwoods, when we went for our anniversary, was the first time I've been back in California since I was since we left.
No.
Because I was born in California. We left when I was 6, and I've never been back. Because I've never been to Disneyland.
Nuts.
Well, I've been to Disneyland when I was a kid, but I've never been back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We need to plan a trip.
So now, like, I realize I love car rides.
And it's fun to vacation.
It is so much fun to vacation. We can stay just a couple nights and drive back. It's not a deal.
I'm so proud of you.
Like, it was a lot of fun. But yeah, that was my negative. And then the next morning I had a Egg McMuffin on the way back.
I might have had a McGriddle.
Yes.
I might have had two.
So, okay. There we go. There we go.
So the honesty is coming out.
Yeah.
So we both we both enjoyed our vacations. We both indulged. I think that's the word we need to use. Yeah. We didn't mess up. We didn't make a mistake. We indulged ourselves a little bit too much.
Yeah, just too much. We know how far.
I feel like you did way better than I did. But you were only gone for a weekend.
I was only gone for 2 days.
Yeah. So. But I think that's kind of this month was a trying month for us both.
Yeah.
And I think our way of coping, which is still our way of coping, we've talked about this,
is food. Yeah, we're foodaholics, man. Mm-hmm. That's what happens. So
it's so hard to say no sometimes.
Well, it is because like you're like, man. If I just have a little bit of it.
That's my mindset, is I'm just going to have a little bit, but then it tastes good, so then I keep eating.
Right, and that's the problem.
And that's where the addiction comes in.
Yep, and then you're going to want it more, like your doctor said, when you, or your nutritionist said, if you introduce those foods again, your body's going to want to have it.
Yep.
So that's the deal, is like, you're like, oh, I like this. Now I need more and more.
Exactly. Because
the brain's like, oh.
I was like, those little lights go on in your brain, and it makes you happy because you've always felt comfort
in those
routines of this is what I'm going to eat.
Yeah, and in these foods. Yeah.
So I think that we are learning what is a slippery slope.
Yeah.
What is not a slippery slope.
Seriously.
How can we say no to those foods? Because as soon as I eat, so say I want ice cream.
Okay.
As soon as I eat my meal, like say I have a pork chop, I'm fine.
You just needed that.
I just need to eat, and I'm learning that I'm going to eat the thing that I'm not excited about because that's what I need to do in order to maintain the lifestyle that I've created. Yeah,
absolutely. And I think if you start making your own meals, that's going to happen.
It's going to help so much, though.
Because you'll be appreciative of all the prep work, and it's just going to taste better. It just is.
I'm just a sugaraholic. I love sugar.
I know.
You understand me now.
Because I love savory a lot. Mm-hmm. It is just like, I like some ice cream.
I do.
Every once in a while.
I've been very much using, having Yazzo ice creams, which are not even a quarter of what normal ice cream is.
No, it's not.
And especially not custard with Oreos and peanut butter. And Reese's peanut butter cups. That's what I ate.
Yeah. Well, so switching gears off of food.
Yes.
So I got to have my nieces over.
Oh, that's right. So fun.
So much fun. And it was adorable. Like, they did the yoga with me.
I think it's so important that you did that.
Yeah, I was like, it was the first morning too. I was like, I heard them. I'm like, we're getting up. We're doing this.
Yay. Did they love it?
They loved it. Sarah had to be in class too soon for her to do it because it's 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
But the little two, Melissa and Natalie, did it with me.
And did you forget your niece's name for a second?
There's a lot of them. I didn't forget them. I was just trying to name them of like which ones did I have.
She looked so confused for a second. She's which ones did I have? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I can just imagine you calling Matt and you're like, which kids do I have? Which kids? Because I'm not quite sure.
No, now I definitely do because they're so different from each other.
They have distinct personalities.
Yes, 100%. So now you can never not know who Natalie, Alyssa, and Sarah are.
Natalie loved Tu Marco.
I know.
She was on it like, hello. It was so cute. It was so adorable. I loved it.
And it was nice. Like, I thought that was going to be, it was hard. I'm going to be honest.
You have one kid.
Yeah. So like, I want to give up props to anybody that has more than one child right now. Because
it's hard.
And the fact that, like, we're in COVID time, so no one's going to fucking school, getting everybody on their Zoom calls, making sure everybody's, like, doing their work, making sure that they get up on time.
Yes.
Holy mackerel.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of fucking work.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's funny? You know who was the worst out of all that? Was my own kid.
Of course he was.
I was so fucking mad at him.
Oh my gosh.
But I was like, how do a 10, like 11 and an 8 and a 6-year-old can do all this totally fine and I can't do it to get, like, stay awake? I don't understand.
Your kid sleeps more than anyone I've ever met in my life.
It's driving me a little crazy. But I did read that teenagers actually sleep more than little kids. Like, they need 10 hours of sleep. It's crazy.
Literally every time I'm over here, he comes up the stairs and he looks like he just woke up.
Yeah. Yep. He might have. He might not have. It's like a cave.
True.
We are putting up LED lights around and I'm taking down that goddamn blanket. So it's
coming over
down.
The mirror or over the
behind him. Because the reason why he has this blanket, this is totally side note that no one needs, that he probably cares about.
Yeah, I want to know.
But he has this blanket.
I don't go
up.
Into Dylan's room because I find that awkward.
It's not awkward, but it's just not necessary.
And he's a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, like I don't think you want to see certain things that might happen.
Well, and I don't want to step in there. I feel like that's.
Just, oh man,
too move
far.
On.
Yeah, too far, too far. So, anyways. So the blanket I take is only up because with they have to be on the web cameras for school. So that way they can actually like make sure these kids are there and they're doing their thing.
Yeah.
So if you the light is so bright behind it, like above where that blanket lies. Mm-hmm. So you can barely see Dylan. So we had to put it up. And so I'm like, I freaking hate this thing because I can't ever tell what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And so, we're going to take it down, put some lights up for him.
Good.
So, but my thing that I was going to tell you guys what was awesome about having the girls is that they're so willing to, like, do those things with you.
They like, just want to spend time with you.
Yeah, like, they want to be active with you. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was amazing. Like, that was so much fun because kind of makes me, like, I kind of wish I had another, like, kid, like, back if they were, like, this age together. But the fact that, like, I think everybody should just do your yoga, do this stuff with your kids because they super enjoy it. Like,
they do.
Like, they didn't have one complaint doing that stuff. So
that's great.
Yeah. I love
that. And you guys danced in the kitchen?
Yeah. That was, like, brand new. That was super cool.
I love it.
The first night we were just listening to music because one of my nieces, she loves the trumpet. She plays the trumpet.
Yeah.
And so we were like, oh, we're going to introduce you to some ska bands because ska has so many trumpets.
Which I didn't know what ska band was, but Melanie introduced me and she showed me a clip of it and she was like, this is ska. And I was like, oh, okay. I understand.
Yeah, you know ska. Like, yeah.
So, now I can recognize it once I hear it. It was just the.
Because it's very upbeat, fun, fun which music.
Really, that's fun to dance to.
And and we were just like instantly. Natalie's like, "We want to jump around with me," and that was like really cool. Like I was like, "I can do this."
That's a non-scale victory.
Like I don't feel stupid jumping around with the girls. Mm-hmm. I could just be 100% myself. I was doing goofy moves and just like really dancing with them and feeling comfortable.
I love it.
And I don't think if I was 308-pound Melanie would be comfortable doing that, and probably would just tell them no. And I'm just
so you got quality time with your nieces as the non-scale time. Victory.
Yeah,
that's a really good one.
Yeah, like we played Candyland every night.
I love Candyland.
And oh my god, that's actually funner than I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah,
but they're just goofballs and they're fun. And like, I don't think I would have done that either because that table is like it's a kitchen nook table, so it's barn style, and that wouldn't have been comfortable back then either.
Nope.
And we sat for a couple hours playing that. So
that's great.
So just being you're right. Like just having that, being able to have quality time.
Yeah, getting to know them. The little mini non-scale victories of like dancing and playing games and stuff like that. But the overall non-scale victory was you got to like create a bond with your nieces.
Yeah, and memories.
And they'll probably remember that forever.
I know. Which that's is what made me great. Happy. I was like, ooh, like we have photos of us doing yoga together. So this is going
to
be fun.
You're going to have to post those.
I will. They'll be in the stories tomorrow. I'll make sure of it.
Yeah. We've got a couple things to post in the stories tomorrow.
We do. We have so much to do. So many things.
So many things. So too many things to focus on one thing.
I know. Sometimes we're like, we want to tell you guys things so much, like so quickly, but we're like, well, we have to slow it down.
We have to slow down because we have my screaming ride video. Yes. We have your yoga with the yogas, nieces.
Yep.
What else do we have?
I have your
San Francisco pics because now that that episode's dropped, then she's got to put the creepy hotel on there.
Oh, yeah.
And your swollen face.
Ooh, yeah.
Because I want,
You're like, these people have to see this?
These people have to see this. Our OSLP family needs to see this. Seriously. Like, it was swollen. What else happened in September? I'm trying to think if there was anything. Oh.
I mean, our website launched.
Our website launched, which was huge. Oh, my God. That was so exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, just crazy.
This everybody that came on to the live. It was such an awesome experience.
It
like,
was.
I never felt like that before.
It is amazing to know that we are making a difference in all of these people's lives. And, like, just by doing this podcast, and this is something that we love. This is our heart and soul.
the support felt really good. Mm-hmm. I think I was overwhelmed. I didn't realize like how much people really do care and really like what we're doing. And
mm-hmm. and even it, like not even necessarily buying stuff or
no, it was just being the, there.
Being there and like saying congratulations and like it's that's just really cool.
Yeah. Like I feel really grateful for mm-hmm. everybody. So like that was a big thing. We got our giveaway that went out. Mm-hmm.
And oh, that giveaway was so much fun.
Seriously. Oh,
we loved seeing everybody enter that. And then sweet, sweet Melanie while I was gone. Sweet, sweet Melanie.
So we learned we don't leave people alone after a launch of anything.
We do not. We do not giveaway. Anymore.
We do not do that.
Because Melanie had to deal with a bunch of technical stuff and getting all of your guys' addresses for over 100 stickers to send out. So that, I give you props and a round of applause you. Because you were amazing while I was gone and, like, letting me have my time. She did have a couple breakdowns, yep. and it's fine. I called her right away, and we talked it out, yep. and it was good.
Well, because, like...
And it was more of overwhelming breakdowns, not, like, mad or anything. You know?
No, yeah. no. It was more or less, like, because I have a day job.
She does have a day job, and believe it or not.
I really, really do.
This is not it.
And this is not it. And so it was, like, consuming me. Mm-hmm. And it was making me overwhelmed, because I was like, I need to make sure my day job is... I love my day job and I don't want to like fuck anything up. So I'm like, mm-hmm. you're number one. We got to do this. Mm-hmm. And then like, I felt like I was slacking. That was what's funny, Kelly. I thought I was slacking while you were gone and I was getting nervous that I was slacking. And it was like, these have to go now.
On the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that's where the anxiety.
I was like, she's getting so much done while I'm gone.
That was like, the anxiety problem was like, I felt like I was slacking because like things weren't going as fast as I wanted them to be. So I just assumed that that's what you wanted as well.
Oh, that's so funny.
So that was the deal.
Yeah. No, you did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
That's why there's two of us.
Yes.
Because there one person could not possibly do everything that goes on behind the scenes.
I mean, if you can, good job, man.
Yeah, we give you props. Yep. I mean, this must be your day job because we both work and it's hard. And you work a full-time job. I work a part-time job.
Right.
And it is hard, even with two people.
Well, and we just want to balance life and social podcasting and all this stuff together. Yeah. And yeah, it's a work in progress. And I also, like, I wasn't prepared for you to be gone for 9 days. And
which we've learned now. We kind of have a plan a little bit in place.
And I didn't plan on, you didn't plan this to go into a flare right after.
I did not. So. And Melanie is getting the first look at what a flare
really looks like.
Yes.
Yeah, and how long they can last and how it really affects you physically, mentally.
And mentally, big time.
Yeah.
I will say, since I've been in this flare, I have not turned to food.
That's awesome.
So I'm, and I think because I failed so epically in Missouri, indulged so epically.
You didn't fail. I did not fail. You're human.
I think it kind of motivated me too, even though I wasn't feeling good. I still needed to stay on plan while I'm here.
Right.
And if I'm not doing yoga, I'm not doing the core challenge. Like, I mean, I could barely get out of bed.
Yeah.
I mean, I was walking from the bedroom to outside or to the kitchen, and I was out of breath. Like,
yeah,
I was so tired.
And you can tell that, like, you weren't remembering. Like, your memory was getting pretty bad.
Oh, it was bad. Like, and I would tell her something and then repeat myself right after.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, so this really is. Bad. So now I know, because that's the one thing. Like, since you've had surgery, you really haven't been in a flare like this.
Not like this, no.
So normally it's like a day.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is completely new. So it's like new growing pains. We get mm-hmm. to figure out how does this work.
Yeah, because normally it's a few days. I take some time off and I'm good.
Yeah.
This has been like, this will be like 2 weeks.
Right.
And that's really hard. The last time I did this was last November and we did not do the podcast at that point.
No, we didn't.
So this is all new. It's a learning curve.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're getting it. And I'm learning that I have to voice what I need.
Yeah, because I think it just showed you like how much your body does depend on having how important water really fucking
water,
is.
Water, protein.
And protein is.
Making sure I don't have a sinus infection.
Yeah. Well, because people just think like, oh, they're just talking smack. Like that's not really how it works. And like your body just proved to you how much it needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And without it, this is what's going to happen. These are consequences.
Well, I think the sinus infection, I mean.
Oh, plays a huge part.
It plays a huge part because it's not just a sinus infection that I had for a few weeks. I've been than putting it off for months.
Well, even a few weeks is not okay.
It's not. It's not. I know, but
that's not good for your body.
It is not. And but I think now that I've like had consistent days of like drinking all my water, eating all my protein, yeah. I'm starting to feel a little bit better.
You look a lot better. You seem like you have more energy.
I do have more energy. I'm still exhausted.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely running on caffeine and B12
that yes, she is.
Melanie force feeds me because we figured out that's the magic combination for me to have energy.
Yep. Well, and B12 is so good for you too.
It is. And I have B12 in my medicine drawer.
Yeah.
I just always forget to take it in the morning.
Oh, that's going on the list.
Okay. That's a good one to put on the list.
I hope you don't get annoyed. I'm going to be like, don't forget to drink your water, take your B12, do your yoga, do your challenge. Because next month's arms, and I put a bunch of templates in there. Yeah.
I had no idea about this. This is all new to me.
Those arms. Let's slender these arms.
Okay.
We'll slender them down for Halloween costumes.
Okay. I'm down.
Also, Shelby, remember she asked if it could be arms.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we're going to do arms.
So we're doing arms.
And I'm going to meal prep. Yes. Well, not meal prep, but I'm going to try to cook more in the kitchen.
So you're
going to
cook your meals.
I'm going to cook my meals.
I'm doing no, so we're going to wrap this up. So we're just going to say kind of what the ending is.
This is what our barcos sound like.
Yes, it totally does sometimes.
We start with the list and we end with the list. Marcus is shaking his head because then he knows exactly that's what we do.
So we hope you guys join us.
Yes.
So.
And we'll make a post on Instagram tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to talk all about it and how these are the challenges that we're going to take on for October.
And our water starts over.
Yep.
And we're going to draw for a winner of the Hydro Jug.
We do. We get to do that on live.
This month's water challenge.
So we get to do it on live.
On Thursday.
Yep. And then Saturday, we're doing our walk for the awareness, for weight stigma awareness week.
So we hope you guys join us. We will be going live so you guys can, for a little bit, so you guys can kind of see us walking.
Yeah.
And we hope that you guys do a 5K or even just join us on the live. That would be cool. It's a really great.
And we're doing it with
Believe the Hype.
Yep.
Kendrick, we love you.
Yes.
And we're excited that you're going to do it with us. And
yeah, I think we're going to go live with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's going to be fun. We will have Kendrick on our live, and we'll be down at Salem Riverfront Park at 10 a.m.
Yep.
We're going to walk around. And we may have some stickers with us. So if you guys see us,
anybody ask us local, for a sticker. Come down.
Yeah.
Stay 6 feet away with your mask on. I'm just going to preface that.
Oh,
now.
Yes, yes.
Please do.
But
just remember, Kelly has autoimmune diseases. Yes, we got to take care of her.
I mean, we will be there. So if you want.
Yeah, we'll say hi. We'll give you some stickers. You can walk with us.
Yes.
It'll be fun.
Definitely.
I'm excited for it.
I like that you have to preface that. That's the world that we live in.
Yep.
Oh, I never got to tell you my gate story.
Oh, okay. So we're going to end on the gate story.
The end of the episode is going to be the gate story. Okay.
Okay.
So we got to get comfortable for this. Okay. So we had so much stuff to do today. We had to record 4 videos.
Yep. And this episode.
So we started, I got here at 1 o'clock. So I had my changes of clothes. I had the bag with all of the ingredients for the protein shakes, which we did.
Yes.
I had the new ring lights. So I had my Hydro Jug. So I had my purse.
How many bags did you have?
6.
6 bags.
I had 6 bags. I looked like a bag lady. I get out of the car and and I had 2 Starbucks drinks.
Oh my
God. So I had mine.
Oh, and my tea.
So I've got all this on me. Melanie's gate is fucking closed to the back of her house.
Yeah, well, Cody closed it last.
Yes, my husband.
Thank you, Cody.
Thank you, Cody, for closing that. So I'm staring at the gate, standing by my car, and I'm like, okay, I could put all this down, open the gate, and then come pick it all back up when I've already picked it all back up.
Yes.
So I decided to try to figure out how to get the gate open.
Oh, my God.
So I've got Melanie's drink in my arm. I've got my other drink in my other hand, and I am pushing with the one arm and trying to roll the wheel with my foot.
Can I describe what this gate looks like?
Yes.
Okay, so this is like a metal gate that's on wheels that is heavy as fuck.
It is super fucking
heavy.
I
actually have to put one hand on the post and one hand on the metal to pull back.
Yes.
For me to do this on a normal basis.
Yes. So I have 6 bags. You're and 2 Starbucks drinks.
That's what I'm thinking right now.
Because I don't want to put these things down, right? So I finally get it open, like probably a foot and a half.
Okay.
And I'm all, fuck it, I can squeeze through there. So not only am I trying to open this gate, but I'm like, I could squeeze through here. So as I'm squeezing through, I'm like trying to like maneuver my bags around the sides of it. And it's all tonk, 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 tonk as I'm going through the gate. And all I can think is, if fucking Melanie is in that house laughing at me right now, I will fucking kill her.
I was in the shower.
Nobody was in the house. No. And then your husband came home and then I entertained him with the story of how I was like, I'm not putting these goddamn bags down. And I did not drop any drinks. I did not spill any drinks on myself.
Knowing it is, now.
So I.
Because my kitchen is filled with your bags.
Right.
So I'm going to help you out.
Thanks. Because, I appreciate that.
Maybe you shouldn't carry all those.
Yeah, because now just thinking about it, I'm exhausted. I don't want to pick them all back up.
I bet.
So.
All right. Well, we're going to.
So that was the gate story. That was how I entered in today.
Oh, the only thing that I will add is that the last 2 days I've been kind of in a funk. And I'm glad that
you have.
I'm glad that you came over early because it definitely helped get me out of the funk.
She was like hemming and hawing about me coming over. And I'm all, bitch, you are not working.
You're like, I know, but I just didn't want to talk. I was just like, I realized that's my depression is where I just don't want to talk to anybody.
Exactly, and that's why I came over early.
I know.
I'm all, fuck you. I'm bringing you iced tea, and you can deal with me being over here. And we talked, and she was totally fine.
And helped. It totally, like, raised my spirits and got me out of the funk.
Good. So and that's all that need. That's all you need. I know that when you're in your funk.
I like to wallow in it. I like to feel the feelings.
You had one day.
I did. That was yesterday. I felt all of the feelings.
I didn't come over yesterday.
Nope. And then today.
And it's okay to feel your feels.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need that day.
You need your feelers.
Well, because I need to understand them. That's what I'm starting to realize about myself is, like, I'll feel the funk start at night. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll be fine. And sometimes I'll be fine.
Well, you have that choice. Push through or wallow.
Right. And it's like, in the second, like, sometimes it's just too much where I'm just like, I can't even, if I even deal with someone like cranky right now, I don't know how I'm going to react.
You just, sometimes you need a mental health day.
Yeah.
And it's totally fine.
So I took it and that was nice. And then this morning I was like, oh, I don't know. I was like, I do need, and I knew you were coming over and I was like, okay, I do need to be around people because I just need the funk to go away.
Yep.
And I went on 2 walks because, like, I've been told, like, drink your, it's still the same thing, drink your water and exercise.
Yep. And get your protein.
And get your protein in, and that will help and alleviate stuff. And it did. It totally did.
Good.
So thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
I'm glad
the help.
I could lift your spirits.
So this is definitely helpful.
Because I'm amazing.
You're amazing. All right. Well, you guys are amazing, too.
Yes.
Thank you for listening. Join us for a walk on Saturday. It's going to be a blast.
Yes.
And check out our website and the Patreon website, all of the things.
All of the things that we have going on. Yes. And we will see you for our next episode very, very soon.
That's
we love you all, OSLP family. We will see you next time.
Peace.
Hey, listeners, if you enjoyed your time with us, please rate, review, and subscribe on any platform you get your podcast.
Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Join us on patreon.com/OSLP where you can get exclusive content.
We would like to give a big thank you to Anne-Marie Cruz for our logo,
Eric Vaughn for our music,
Nick Dukes for our graphic and web designs,
and of course, the most amazing producer in the world, Marcus,
with Jude and Per Productions. Thanks for listening to Our Sleep Life,
a podcast for patients by patients. Guess what, guys? We are not doctors. So
we are not.
We are not. This is your disclaimer. If you are making any major medical decisions, you need to consult a doctor.
That includes diets,
surgeries, exercise.
Yes.
We're going off experience only. We love you guys. We don't want you to get hurt. So consult a professional
when making any medical decisions.